Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. So as you know, cryptocurrency continues to gain traction as an asset class, albeit a new asset class. Some investors are wondering, though, if it should be included in a regular investment portfolio. Should your asset allocation include crypto? Let's take a look at the pros and cons of adding crypto assets to your portfolio and including them in your investing strategy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. So first of all, crypto as an alternative asset class. Crypto assets, including cryptocurrencies and non-fungible tokens, NFTs, are increasingly accepted as asset classes by many investors and financial professionals. While the adoption of crypto assets by the mainstream remains relatively low, they have raised interest in the general public, and many people are aware of them. The global crypto market cap is currently above $2 trillion. That's with a T. While the global NFT market cap is nearing $50 billion. That's nuts. While these market caps pale compared to the total value of stocks, of course, or even the global real estate market, these are still fairly substantial numbers. Given the newness of crypto and NFTs, I mean, come on. But due to the increase in market caps and crypto assets, some have started considering crypto as an alternative asset class, rather than being considered part of the traditional asset allocation of stocks and bonds. There's a case for crypto assets to be included with alternative investments like precious metals and maybe some other commodities, MLLPs, and even tax liens. Alternative assets can be attractive in an investment portfolio because they add the potential for growth to the portfolio, beyond what you might expect with stocks and bonds, of course. But by adding these alternative assets, especially if much of your crypto, or portfolio, I should say, focuses on index products, it's possible to provide a little bit of extra oomph, if you will, to your portfolio. Crypto assets, especially cryptocurrencies, offer that potential, especially when the rapid price increases are taken into account. Now let's get to our pros and cons list. Before you decide to include crypto in your asset allocation, it's important to understand the advantages and disadvantages involved. While it can seem like a no-brainer to add crypto and capture dramatic gains, it's important to be prepared for some of the risks. Here are some pros. Of course, potential for growth. Even though cryptocurrencies have been struggling in recent weeks, there's still potential for huge growth. They've seen phenomenal growth in the past 2 years, so investing in them and adding them to your portfolio offers a chance to grow your portfolio. Adopting relatively early. Some crypto assets are already expensive and might be near their peak. However, there are some tokens that have potential in the future, especially if blockchain technology truly ends up driving Web 3.0. While including crypto in your asset allocation now, while prices are still relatively low, you can potentially get more for your money. Increased diversity. A more diverse portfolio can help you weather downturns and ensure that not all your eggs are in one basket, so to speak. Adding another asset class, like crypto, to your portfolio can create a more well-rounded asset allocation that can enhance your long-term investment strategy. Cons. Price volatility. You knew that was coming. Now, even though there's been a lot of growth, there is potential for more growth in the future. Prices are still very volatile. Price swings are common with crypto assets, with drops of more than 5% day-to-day commonplace. That's not fun to watch. It's also difficult to know which crypto assets have staying power, because there are thousands of cryptocurrencies and NFT collections. It's really impossible to know which tokens are going to have staying power and which will disappear. While it seems like Bitcoin and Ethereum could be here to stay forever, it's difficult to say whether they will truly be adopted in a sustainable way, though. The other thing to think about, there is some speculation that Web 3.0 might skip blockchain technology and move to the next big thing. Keep an eye on that one. Regulation is still unknown, too. Because crypto assets are so new, regulation remains something of a wild card. Some countries, like China, have cracked down hard. Surprise, surprise. Other countries, like the U.S., are trying to come up with a regulatory framework for crypto assets. Additionally, there is speculation that if the U.S. adopts a digital dollar, it could render other cryptocurrencies completely unnecessary. We'll be keeping our eye on that one, too. So, here's how to add crypto to your asset allocation. If you decide that you want to do this and use crypto as a part of your portfolio, here are some things to consider as you proceed. Do you already have traditional assets? Because crypto represents a new asset class, it can make sense to hold off on adding them to your portfolio until you've already established a portfolio with traditional assets. For example, some professionals suggest that you start with stock and bond index funds before adding crypto to your asset allocation. If you're using dollar cost averaging to build long-term portfolio, consider making sure you allocate monthly amounts to traditional assets first. When that goal is fulfilled, you can consider introducing crypto to your allocation if you have leftover money for investing. Only risk what you can afford to lose. Will adding crypto help you reach your goals? Okay, so what are your long-term goals? Do you have an investing strategy in place? If so, how does crypto help you reach your goals? If crypto isn't specifically helping you meet a goal, what purpose is it serving? So, for example, my retirement portfolio is made up of stock and bond index products, along with some real estate investment trusts, REITs. This portion of my asset allocation is designed to help me build wealth over time in a way that is reasonably reliable. After all, the stock market has yet to see a net loss in any 20-year period. However, I do include in my asset allocation room for experiments and growth potential, including crypto assets. The purpose of crypto in my portfolio is to ensure that I just don't miss out on potential growth because I neglected to include a new asset class. I don't want to put too much of my portfolio in crypto because it's such a speculative investment still, but I also don't want to completely miss the boat either. All right. Do you have a plan to protect your portfolio? That's the next big question we need to ask. As you add different assets to your portfolio, it's important to consider how you'll protect it. While you can't completely avoid losses, I wish you could, and there are times it makes sense to take some losses too, it's important to have a plan to limit those losses whenever you can. One thing you can potentially do, especially when speculating on meme coins or some other tokens that are seeing a lot of buzz, is to set a level at which you'll take profits. Here are some ideas for protecting your portfolio. When investing in a token that's rapidly increasing, consider taking profits once you double your money. I did this in my Dogecoin experiment. I still have some Doge, just in case it ends up rising in price again. However, if it never recovers, I already made my money back. And then some. You can use yield farming as a way to capture gains, too. Which means when you receive rewards from yield farming, leave your original tokens in, but withdraw your rewards and convert them to fiat currency, if it's cost-effective to do so. This way, you're receiving an ongoing benefit from the crypto coming in, while still keeping something in your portfolio. You can also set a stop loss, just as you would with some stocks. So you just consider setting a level at which you sell your crypto to limit your losses. This can be tricky, though, because price volatility might lead you to selling to limit your losses, only to see the crypto move higher almost immediately. It happens all the time. You can also rebalance your portfolio when your asset allocation moves out of range. Some experts suggest limiting your alternative investments to 10% of your portfolio. So figure out what you're comfortable with and then rebalance if you get above that point. So for example, I like to keep my crypto assets to about 8% of my portfolio. Each quarter, I evaluate my asset allocation. If the value of my crypto exceeds that percentage, I rebalance by selling some high-performing crypto and buying other assets that are lower priced. Also, this is key. Only invest what you can afford to lose. I touched on this a little bit earlier, but when adding crypto to your asset allocation, it's important to only invest what you can afford to lose. If crypto crashed tomorrow, for instance, and it never recovered, Would your finances be salvageable? Avoid putting so much into crypto assets that you would be financially devastated if blockchain technology doesn't quite pan out as you expect it to. Here's the bottom line. Including crypto in your asset allocation can actually be pretty smart to take advantage of a potentially lucrative asset class. However, it's important to understand this. Crypto is a new asset class. It's still considered speculative, and you could potentially lose money with crypto. It's true that any investment comes with some degree of risk. Crypto, though, is considered riskier than more established assets that have a longer track record. Carefully consider your investment strategy and portfolio goals, and then see where crypto might fit as part of your asset allocation. That is our show for today. Thanks so much for dropping by, for listening to the Cult of Money podcast. We so appreciate it. If you found this helpful, please consider sharing this with a friend. Leave a review wherever you're listening to this. If you don't like it, please be gentle. Thanks again. And if you want to find out more about asset allocation, crypto, NFTs, all things crypto, check it out at cultofmoney.com. Cultofmoney.com. You can also search for Cult of Money on basically any social media. You can find us. We'd love to connect with you and get to know you more too. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again real soon.